不多。
However, the Bible says, for physical training is of some value.
啊，在金钱上操练自己比操练身体更好。
But godliness has value for all things and holding promise for the both in present life and the life to come.
啊，比那些操练身体的人啊得到的益处更多。
Therefore, training ourselves in our spirituality will be more valuable than those people they train in their physical shape. Because we are holding the promise for both the present life and also the life to come.
也就是操练敬虔，我们在死得福，来生还得到永生。
In other words, if we train ourselves in godliness, we would have the reward in this life and also have the reward in heaven kingdom.
这个话是十分可信的。
This is a very trustworthy word.
因为神的话没有一句会落空的。
Because none of the God's word will be vanished.
我们应该要注意怎么样来操练我们的敬虔。
Therefore, we should concern about how can we train ourselves in godliness.
因为一般人他操练身体，有的是练习赛跑，或者有的练习打球，他们可以得到这个奖赏。
For example, some athletes, they exercise themselves in certain race to receive the award.
我们是要得那个不坏的冠冕。
But we are the one, we are expecting valuable reward in heavenly kingdom.
更应该要操练。
We certainly should exercise ourselves in the spiritual training.
我们参考《哥林多前书》第九章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
25节。
Verse 25.
哥林多前书九章二十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
凡教理增生的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得那不坏的冠冕。这里说，凡是教理增生的，什么事情都有节制。
Here the Bible says, everyone who compete in the games goes into the strict training.
就是该那个力气用多也不行，用少也不行。
In other words, that they have to learn how to manipulate their own strengths, not over-exercise it or under-exercise.
像打篮球一样，你这个身体再好，乱撞，一切就是犯规，就要出场了。
Just like you play the basketball, if you just running around randomly, then you will be restricted.
像投篮一样，你用力太多了，超过了；用力太少了，又没到。
Or just like you catch the ball into the bucket, if you throw the ball in too much strength, you will not hit the goal.
因此就必须要操练恰到好处。
Therefore, that we have to train our technique to be everything to be perfect.
我们再参考提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章
Second Timothy chapter 4
第七节
verse 7
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。这里说我们这个在道理上也要操练，就像打仗一样。
Here the Paul, he referred himself that he have fought a good fight, have finished the race and kept the faith. In other words, in our spiritual training, we also had to fulfill the whole faith.
也就有像赛跑一样。
Just like we compete ourselves in racing.
我们看到在台湾常常会看到训练中心的那些新兵。
For example, in the boot camps.
都是要经过严格的训练。
Those new enlisted people, they all have to go through very strict training.
训练新兵的时候，有时候要在地上爬，要在地上滚。
those new recruits, they had learned to crawl themselves on the ground.
有些人不明白, 这些人吃了饭没有事了,在那滚来滚去干什么?
Some of the spectacles, they watched the training and didn't realize for what purpose those recruits, they have to crawl on the ground.
因为他在地上爬,在地上滚,才能减少
The purpose to train the soldier to crawl on the ground because this is the way to train them in battlefield to avoid to be shot.
有些人要参加世界运动会，哎呀，花很多功夫，很早就起来跑步了。
Some of the athletes they have to rise early in the morning to be trained in order to compete in Olympic games.
他为了得一个金牌。
Because they set up their mind to have the medal, the gold medal.
我们要得天上的奖赏更是不容易。
It is quite an easy job for us to have the heavenly award.
更是要操练。
We certainly have to train ourselves.
因为操练以后，我们才能够 凡事都按照规矩，不会逾过规。
Because after we train ourselves, then we learn all the rules and regulations, we will not be restricted.
我们再看提摩太，参考提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 2 again.
第二章第五节,
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。这里说，我们在场上比武的人，一定要按规矩才能够得冠冕。
The Bible says that if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules.
我们要进天国也是要照规矩的。
In other words, even if we want to find ourselves to be qualified to enter into heaven kingdom, we also have to retreat ourselves into some rules.
不是随随便便就可以进天国。
It's not because randomly will be qualified to enter heaven kingdom.
所以圣经上说,凡成主啊,主啊,不能都进天国。
Therefore, the Bible says, for those they cry, Lord, Lord, they, not every one of them will be able to enter heavenly kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
Only those they observe the will of God, they will be qualified to enter into heavenly kingdom.
也就是一定要照着那规矩,圣经上规定的规矩。
In other words, we have to apply ourselves to the discipline of the scriptures in order to find ourselves qualified to enter into heaven. This is the importance of training ourselves in godliness. In what categories do we have to train ourselves?
当然操练的项目是很多的。
Certainly there's a couple of categories that we have to be trained.
我们也根据提摩太前书 来操练这几个项目，如果我们操练好，我想也就可以了。
Let's consult with the books of Timothy to find a couple categories that we have to train ourselves.
我们再翻回来提摩太前书第四章。后书是前书。前书。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
11节，verse 11，这些事你要吩服人，也要教导人。12节，verse 12，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、信心、爱心、信心、情节上，做信徒的榜样。13节，verse 13，你要以劝读、劝勉、教导为念，直到我来。这里。 有几个项目
Here involve certain aspects
第一个是言语
First is the word, the speech
第二个就是行为
The second one is in life
下边就是爱心、信心和情结
And following this category there are love, faith, purity
我们根据这几个项目 如果能够操练好我想我们的灵性一定是很美好了
So if we apply ourselves into this certain aspect, train ourselves in godliness, therefore we can fulfill the requirement of God. Explain the principle of training in godliness according to these couple categories.
第一先说这个舌头。
The first one is referred to the word.
啊，这个舌头是很难管制的。
It is hard to control our tongue.
圣经说，其他的很多东西都啊很容易控制，但是我们这个舌头很难控制。
The Bible referred to us. It is hard to control our tongue.
我们看雅各书。
Let's refer to books of James.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
第二节
verse 2
原来我们在许多事上都有过失只有若有人在言语上没有过失他就是完全人也能勒住自己的全身第三节
verse 3
我们若把脚环放在马嘴里叫他顺服就能调动他的全身第四节
verse 4
看那船只虽然甚大又被风吹闭只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动这里说这个我们在言语上如果能够啊，没有过失我们的全身都会圣洁
The Bible referred to us if we can be perfect in our tongue, in controlling our tongues, then we'll be considered to be a perfect man.
耶稣就说，如果我们自己能够克制，叫我们不要随便讲话，我们也就会控制我们的身体，不会随便做坏事。
In other words, if we ever be able to discipline our tongue, then we would restrict ourselves from getting into a sin.
它又像一个这个马的脚环一样我们现在看马很少看到看船还比较多它又像那个船上的舵一样
The Bible referred that just like we put a bit into the mouth of the horse nowadays we don't see too many horses around the city but we can see the rudders to control the ship
有时候我们在轮船上看到很在海边呢这个港口看到很大的船
When we walk around the seashore, we can see there's a gigantic size of the ship navigate into the harbors.
它一个小小的舵都能够调动它这个船的方向。
The pilot, by manipulate the small rudders, can control the direction of such a gigantic size of the ship.
我们这个小小的舌头就像一个大船的舵一样。
Our small tongues serve the function just like a rudder to control the gigantic size of the ship.
我们必须要操练它，要让它思想天国的方向，不要思想地狱的方向。
We learn how to control our tongues. Therefore, our life we go toward the direction of heavenly kingdom instead of going to this worldly life.
也许我们有人去租个那个小船来划一划。
Maybe some of us, we have rent a small boat and sell the boat in the auction.
我们看人家划得好，很好玩那个在里头游来游去。如果我们租一个小船上去也许我们划不好，一下船甚至会翻掉了。
We oftentimes saw people they navigate their sailing boat in the oceans. They did it quite well. However, if we never train ourselves, we probably will not be able to control the boat.
好像那个船就不听我们指挥了。
Just like the whole boat would go around without control.
不是那个船要欺负我们为什么别人坐上去那么要他懂他就懂，要他吸他就吸。
It was not because the boat is hard to control or that we have been taken advantage of. It was because we never learned how to control the small rudders.
我们一坐上去他就不听话了。
When we just sit on the boat and then it would go randomly to.Every direction.
原因就是我们没有经过操练。
It was because that we never been trained before.
我们操练以后，我们也像别人一样我们那个舵，我们朝着舵，那个船随着我们的意思会转动。
Because if we train ourselves how to control the small rudders, then we can control the whole boat.
因此，我们要常常控制我们这个舌头。
Therefore, we have to learn to control and to discipline our tongue.
我们参考雅各书的第一章。
Let's refer to James chapter 1.
第一章二十六节。
James chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头， 翻起哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的啊。如果我们认为我们很虔诚了，但是我们舌头会，我们没有把它控制好，我们的虔诚不是实在的。
The Bible says very clear that if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
所以我们事事要来管制它，要来控制它。
Therefore, we have to control our tongue all the time.
我们参考诗篇。
Let's refer to Psalms.
诗篇三十九篇。
Psalm chapter 39.
三十九篇第一节
Psalm 39 verse 1
这是大卫所做的诗
This is the psalm written by King David
他这样讲他说我曾说我要谨慎我的言行免得我舌头犯罪这里说他要谨慎他的言行
Here says that he will watch his ways
不要让他的舌头犯罪
and also keep his tongue from sin
尤其是恶人在我面前的时候
especially when the wicked are in his presence
我要用脚环把他勒住
he would put a muzzle over his mouth
因为我们的敌对的人就是说他对我们不好我们常常看到会生气会来他骂我们我们常常也会犯罪这样就不好了
Oftentimes we discover ourselves in the situations we are confronted with our enemies we will be evoked into anger easily or say the word which is not supposed to say
因为恶人常常会惹我们生气我们一生气舌头就会讲错话
The wicked people they would provoke our angers and as long as our anger has been provoked we would alsosin in our words
我们再看诗篇的三十四篇
Let's also refer to Psalm chapter 34
诗篇三十四篇
Psalm chapter 34
十二节
verse 12
有何人喜好存活爱慕长寿得享美福十三节
verse 13
就要禁止舌头不出恶言嘴唇不说诡诈的话这里说我们如果喜爱存活爱慕长寿得享美福就要禁止我们的舌头
Here the Bible says whoever of you loves life and desire to see many good days then we have learned how to keep our tongue from evil
不要讲那些违背道理的话
and also keep our lips from speaking lies
在以弗所书那里说我们要凡事都要讲造就人的好话
In the book of Ephesians the Bible also says that we have said the word which will be edified the faith of others
叫听见的人得到益处
Therefore, those they listen to our words, their faith will be strengthened.
就是我们要控制这个舌头，像舵一样来把稳它的方向。
In other words, we have to control our tongues just like a pilot control the rudders.
让它只能讲造就人的好话，不能讲坏话。
Therefore, our tongue would only utter the words which will edify others' faith.
讲是容易，控制很难。
It's quite easy for us to utter out a word from our mouth, but it's quite uneasy for us to control ourselves.
你要一上船就想做一个很好的舵手是不容易的，是没办法的。
It is impossible for you to jump over the boat and immediately become a good pilot.
我们必须经过严格的训练。
Therefore, we have to go through a very strict discipline.
这样就很容易做一个很老练的一个舵手
Therefore, we can be trained to be a well-trained pilot
第二点就是要操练我们的行为
Secondly, we have learned how to train ourselves in our behavior
操练行为也就好也可以比方说像我们开车这样
Train ourselves in good behavior just like a driver train himself to be a good driver
你看我们那个道路上都画了有线你都要顺着那个线走
Just like we drive in the car along the street also have the divided lines that we have to confine our driving in that divided line.
我们信仰也就好像开车一样。
Our belief, which is likewise that we drive in our car in the street.
我们参考约翰福音。
Let's refer to Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章。
Gospel John chapter 14.
十四章第六节
verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我没有人能到父那里去啊。我们主耶稣就是道路
啊。Jesus before himself he is the way。
我们要开着这部车要啊走在道路的那个啊硬就是那个给我们画好的线上，不能够啊跑来跑去。
In our pilgrimage way, which will lead us to heaven, we also have to walk through the way, which is the way in Jesus.
啊，该走的走，就该停的停。
We have to stop our driving when we see the stop signal.
啊，该快就快，该慢就慢。
Sometimes we have to speed up a little bit, then we have to speed up, or we have to slow down. Sometimes.
啊，这个车子我们如果开习惯呢，啊，它就会听我们的指挥。
When we are quite used to the mechanic of our of the car, then we will be easy to control our car.
如果我们是一个新手，尤其是刚学的时候，我就很吃力，控制起来很困难。
If we are a new driver, we find it's quite difficult for us to drive the car.
啊，我们叫他停，他都不停。
Sometimes we like to stop the car, but we are not able to control it.
啊，叫得快，我们也不敢快。
We like to speed up, however, we find out we cannot step on the pedal of the gas.
不但是开这个汽车，车速那么快，会危险了。
Not only because it was dangerous for us to drive the car in high speed.
啊，所以刚学开车的时候，开你让他学一两个小时，哎呀，好疲倦了，身体。全身都没有力量。
We find out the new driver after he learned about 1 or 2 hours of driving lessons, he would be quite exhausted.
啊，在台湾山地有一位传道，他要买一部摩托车，啊，要我叫他练习。
In Taiwan Mountain Church, there's preachers. He liked to buy a motorcycle.
啊，他的身体很壮。
He was in very good physical shape.
啊，他在那骑了半个小时，哎呀，他说我这个手。啊，痛的没有办法骑了。
But after he trained himself in the motorcycles, just 1 or 2 hours, he found out his two hands was very sore.
啊，如果他骑得很老练，他骑几个小时，这个胳膊也不会痛啊。
If he is very good at driving the motorcycles, no matter how many hours after he's driving, he would not find his hands is sore.
啊，我记得我有个同事他学骑单车。
My colleague was learning to drive the bicycle.
啊，这个骑单车危险性并不大。
It's not quite risky to drive a bicycle.
但是也要经过操练。
But it still required the training.
啊，他刚开始骑的时候，他一骑上去走，结果停不下来了。
When he just stepped on his bicycle, he kept riding on it, but he didn't know.How to stop the bicycle?
啊，前面要下沟了，他不会刹车，他叫人家拉住。
But right in front of him, there's a ditch. But he didn't know how to stop the bicycles. So he yelling out, "Somebody hold me! Somebody hold me!"
啊，结果啊，别人啊跑来要拉住，又拉不住了，下沟了。
Immediately somebody followed him, tried to pull him back, but he jumped right over to the ditch right away.
所以我们要操练啊，我们行道也要操练。
Therefore, we have to discipline ourselves, especially in our spiritual training.
啊，我们的一举一动都要注意啊，不合道理的都不能让他做。
We have to pay attention on our behavior. For those is not pleasing God, that we have to forbid ourselves from doing.
啊，我们要保守我们自己，不要沾染思绪。啊，我们请看雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
雅各书第一章二十七节。
James chapter 1, verse 27.
在圣我们的父面前，那清洁没有沾污的虔诚。就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染思绪。啊，我们要处处要小心，不要沾染思绪。
Here says that we have to keep ourselves from being polluted by the world.
啊，这就是外邦人所做的啊，和 很多都不合道理的。
In other words, those unbelievers, they behave themselves in such a way, which is not according to the truth of God.
所以我们随时随地都要注意。
Therefore, we have to be careful all the time.
啊，不要沾染到污秽。
Never being polluted, by the world.
啊，我们要第三项就是要操练我们的爱心。
The third thing is to train ourselves in love.
啊，这是我们全身的一个原动力。
The love is the motivation of the strength.
啊，我们看哥林多前书。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节
verse 1，
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得，我们都知，我们有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。这里告诉我们，唯有爱心能够造就人。
Here says love build up。
这个爱心也可以造就我们自己，也可以造就我们的对方。
Love can build ourselves up in our faith, and also can edify others in their faith.
爱心是我们全身的一个动力。
Love just like a driving force, to motivate us.
有人说这些妇女是比较软弱，但是她做了母亲就很刚强。
There's a wise saying that the woman, they are the weak creatures, but after they make themselves to be a mother, then they will be strong.
有些太太先生不在了，她要来维持一家的生活，为了小孩子的长大成人，吃尽了苦头。
For example, in the absence of the husband, the housewife had to learn how to support the whole livelihood of the family.
为什么她有那股力量呢？
Where the housewife find the source of her strength?
就是爱心在支持她。
It was due to the love motivate her to be strong.
像有些传道者也是很辛苦的。
Just like the ministry, the minister, they often find their job is quite difficult.
听说据说有些到非洲那些有些那些。这个落后的地方去传道的都牺牲在那里。
Especially the minister, they were the frontier to the continent of Africa. When they just newly arrived in the continent of Africa, the environment was very bad.
就是一股爱的力量来推动他。
But it was due to the love motivate them to take the risk.
我们要操练我们的爱心。
We have to discipline ourselves in love.
爱心也是需要操练。
Because love is necessary, included in our training.
因为我们越做爱心的事，越做是越帮助我们，我们就越喜欢做。
The more we do the work for the sake of love, the more we find out we please God.
刚开始的时候，我们总是感觉到划不来，我们要花时间或者花金钱去帮助别人。
In the beginning, we find out it's quite difficult because we have to sacrifice our own time, sacrifice our own enjoyment in order to love others and help others.
感觉到太吃亏了。
We find out sometimes we are in a very disadvantageous situation.
但是如果我们努力地去做，我们神就帮助我们。我们知道这样做神喜欢我们。
But if we keep exerting our effort, then we find out God would help us.
我们的爱心就会长进了。
And we will find out, we will be also increased in our love.
圣灵就会在里头感动我们，让我们做更多的好事情。
And the Holy Spirit would keep motivate us to learn more in love.
第四项就是要操练我们的信心。
The fourth category is to train ourselves in our faith.
信心也是我们爱心的一个根基。
Because faith is also serve as a foundation of our love.
我们有了好的信心，我们的爱心才会长进。
When we stand firm in our faith, we also can increase the degree of the love.
所以我们要以我们信心作为根基。
Therefore, we have to base our belief in our firm faith.
也就是我们信心要经过试炼。
In In other words, with our faith also have to be trained.
才会进步。
In order to progress.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1
第六节
Verse 6
因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁第七节
Verse 7
叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着成长荣耀尊贵这里说我们受试炼的时候会暂时的忧愁
Here the Bible says that though sometimes we have to go through the trial and we find out we are in sorrow
因为受试炼的时候是很辛苦的
Because under the training period it was a quite difficult time
但是受试炼以后我们的信心就会进步了
But after we have been trained then our faith will be increased
比那个金子更宝贵。
You'll be just more pure than the refined gold.
主耶稣显现的时候，就有很好的奖赏。
When Jesus Christ is revealed, we are ready to receive the heavenly award.
我们再参考雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的弟兄们你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐第三节
Verse 3
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐第四节
Verse 4
但忍耐也要成功使你们成全完备毫无缺欠我们落在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐
Here says that perseverance must finish its work so that we may be mature and complete not lacking anything
肉体有时候心灵都是很痛苦的。
Sometimes when we are under the trial, we know that we have to go through all the agonies in our physical body as well as in our spiritual body.
但是我们要知道这是神的好意思。
But we understand this is due to the good will of our Lord.
应该存着感谢的心灵受。
Then we have accepted withThe heart of willingness.
因为信心经过试验就会产生忍耐。
Because after we have been trained in our faith, it would also help us in our endurance.
爱心就是恒久的忍耐。
Love is endurance.
我们经过忍耐，我们就会成功了。
After we learn how to endure, then we can be succeed.
就会产生很好的爱心。
It would also help us to increase.In the degree of our love.
就我们这个灵性就成全完备，毫没有缺陷了。
Then we will find out we'll be perfect in our love.
我们的爱心也是从信心或情节来的。
Our love is also come out from our firm faith and from our purity.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy
第一章
Chapter 1
提摩太前书第一章
1 Timothy Chapter 1
第五节
Verse 5
但命令的终归就是爱这个爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心无畏的信心生出来的命令的终归终结就是一个爱字
Here it says the goal of this command is love, and only one word, love.
这种好的爱心是怎么产生的呢？
Where is this love coming from?
是从清洁的心。
The Bible says it comes from a pure heart.
无愧的良心。
And also from a good conscience.
对人都是凭着良心去做。
And also with a sincere faith.
无畏的信心对神是诚诚恳恳的。
In other words, that we hold a sincere faith.Sincere heart toward our God.
也就是说用心灵或诚实来拜神。
In other words, we learn how to worship our God in spirit and also in honest.
这样就会产生对神对人的爱心。
Then you create us a sincere heart toward God and also toward man.
下一点就是要操练我们的清洁。
The following one is to train ourselves in purity.
操练清洁就像洗衣服一样。
Just like we have cleansed the dirt from our shirt.
会洗洗衣服的人，他洗得很干净。
Those who are good at cleaning their shirt, they will be become very good.
不会洗衣服的那个衣服就洗来洗去也不洗洗不好。
Those they never learn how to clean their shirt. No matter they spend times, but they would not be able to do it well.
我们参考启示录二十二章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章
Revelation chapter 22,
十二章十四节，第十四。
Revelation 22 verse 14.
二十二章十四节。
Revelation 22 verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可以得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能够从门进城。这里说那洗净自己衣服的有福了。
The Bible says, "Blessed are those they wash their robes."
我们要在清洁上操练，就是像学习洗衣服一样。我们常常洗衣服的人一洗就洗好了。
We have to learn how to keep ourselves in our purity, just like those they wash their robes to create it clean away from the dirt.
从来没有洗过衣服了，你拿一套衣服给他洗，他就洗不干净。
For those they never learn how to clean their clothes, if you give them clothes to clean, then they never learn how to do it.
我们用什么来洗呢？
By what kind of things that we use to clean our shirt?
我们参考以弗所书。
Let's refer ourselves to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians
第五章
chapter 5.
第五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁，这是说要用水借着道。
Here says the clean herself by the washing with water through the word.
水洗就是要洗去我们一切的罪过。
The baptism of the water is to cleanse away all the sins that we committed before.
这个比较简单，是教会为我们洗礼。
It will be easier because this water baptism is performed by our church.
合法的洗礼一生只有这一次。
It's only once for the whole life.
以后就要借着道来洗。
Later on, we have to learn to cleanse ourselves through the washing of the word.
就是要常常看圣经，常常听道理。
In other words, but all these things have to be get rid of by the washing through the word of God.
这必须要下功夫。
And we have to set up our mind and exercise all the discipline principles.
就是要控制它。
In other words, we have to learn how to suppress all these things.
我曾经遇到两位弟兄给我这样讲过。
I heard two witnesses from my brothers.
就是我们这两位弟兄我们在一起都很熟都也很要好。
This is my acquaintance. We know each other quite well.
他说我一走到街上看到那个花花绿绿的我心里就乱了。
One of them says, whenever I walk into the street, I saw all the colorful display in the street, then I find out my mind would go AY.
这样心不圣洁，怎么能够得救呢？
If I still maintain all the impurity in my heart, how can I be saved?
但是我叫他不想，他都要想，没办法。
Because when I try to control my thinking, and then I find out my thinking would go 1,000 miles away.
这就是没有操练。
It was due to the fact that he is never trained.
就好像开汽车一样，到了该停的地方，你叫他停，他就停不住，刹不住。
Just like you drive in a motor vehicles, when you have to stop in front of the stop sign, then you find out you do not stop yourself.
你要经过操练以后，你要控制他，叫他不要想，他就不想。
But after you have been trained, if you discipline your thinking, then you can stop yourself from thinking those.
我记得三年前，我们在台湾的罗东教会开传道者还有总会的负责人那会开会的时候。
Still remember about 3 years ago, when we have the general conference for all the ministers in Luo Dong Church, Taiwan.
我们一个房间睡了大概有 五六位。
Five or six of us, we occupied a small room.
啊，有几位传道啊，还有中委的负责人，他们在那讲啊，在那他们就在那讲。他说：“哎呀，我们得救实在很难呐。”
Some of the preachers, when they get together in a small room, and they, in their conversation, they find out it's quite difficult for them, to have the salvation of God.
啊，他说圣经上这样讲啊。他说看到妇女就动淫念呢，就是犯奸淫了。
Because according to the scriptures, for those, they see the woman with the dusty eyes, they will be destined, to the hell.
凡是恨弟兄呢，就是杀人罪。
For those they hate their brothers, they commit the murder.
哦，他们在这讨论，哎呀，这个实在太难，我们没办法做到。
So in their discussion, they discover it's quite difficult for them.From doing all these things.
啊，不是做不到了。
It's not because it's quite impossible for them to achieve this kind of spiritual level.
啊，我们开飞机啊，我们哎呀坐，我们都害怕啊，我们没办法开飞机，我们想这个开飞机太难了。
For example, if you have some kind of phobia in flying the high altitudes, then you never learn how to be a pilot to drive an airplane.
但是如果有机会跟你练习，你练一练，你就不会感觉到难了。
But whenever you find yourself time to learn it, and then you discover this job is not quite difficult.
啊，问题就是操练的问题了。
The problem is whether you have go through the training or not.
因为操练很重要。
Therefore, the training is important.
啊，我们圣经上要求我们的事情都能够做得到。
All the requirements recorded in the Bibles that we will be able to accomplish.
啊，保罗以前也认为这个太难了。哎呀，谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体呢？
Paul he also discovered it was quite difficult in the past. He said, "Who can save me from this perishable body?"
啊，我真是苦啊。
He said, "How much?" Agony that I'm suffering.
啊，后来他就知道怎么操练了。
But later on, he discovered how to train himself in godliness.
啊，他说我是要攻克己身呢。
He says I will ever bruise my body.
就是要控制自己。
In other words, I will discipline my physical desires.
啊，也就是要操练。
Which is the training.
啊，经过操练以后。
And after the training,
他说我靠着加强我力量了，我凡事都能做。
He says that I will be able to accomplish everything if I only delight on the one who give me the strength.
啊，我们如果常常控制自己，常常训练自己，慢慢自然就做到了。
So if we start to learn the discipline ourselves in the small aspects, then we also be able to discipline ourselves in the greater aspect.
啊，我记得我刚学单车的时候，我还到前面啊，要到前面要准备左转了啊，老远都准备了啊，那很吃力了。
I still remember the first time when I learned how to ride a bicycle. Even before I hit to the corner, I'm prepared to turn to the left. And however, I discover when I get to the corner, it's still difficult for me to turn to the left.
啊，后来起速了啊，你到那，它自然就转弯，不要想啊。
But later on, when I'm getting very used to my motorcycles, I find out it is a very easy job for me to manipulate my motorcycle to the direction whichever I want to.
啊，我们要在敬虔上要多多的操练。
Therefore, we have to discipline our spiritual life while we are in a pilgrimage to the heavenly kingdom.
今生来世生了益处。
Because there is a benefit in this life and also the benefit in the
小孩子喜欢他自己用功读书，虽然苦，但是总比父母的鞭子拎到身上好得多。
Just like a small kid, he would find it's easier for him to apply more effort in his homework compared to when he had to be forced by his parents.
啊，自己训练自己，这个叫做自戒。
To train yourself, that means that you discipline yourself.
我们最后请看提摩太后书。
Finally, let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy, chapter 2.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
提 提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter two verse 21。
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。这是说，如果我们自己会训练自己，自己能够攻克自身，叫做自洁。
Here the Bible says the man cleans himself, they clean oneself from all the purities.
啊，自洁以后就可以做贵重的器皿。
And then will be good for the normal purpose.
啊，神就会看重我们。
In other words, that God would use us.
啊，圣灵就会充满了。
And will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们这个身体就是一个不值钱的器皿。
Because our body is just like invaluable instrument.
但是如果有宝贝放在里边，就很贵重了。
But if there is some normal things put inside this instrument, then it will become very precious.
圣灵就是无价之宝。
Holy Spirit is something invaluable.
我们被圣灵充满以后，我们就成为贵重的器皿。
So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we become an instrument with normal purpose.
我们就可以行各样的善事。
We will be able to exercise all the good things.
也就是我们帮助别人祷告，可以帮助别人解决很多的问题。
For example, we can pray for others. We can solve the problems for others.
也可以让很多的世人因着我们的祷告而得救。
We also can save a lot of lost souls due to our dedicated prayer.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
我们就行各样的善事。
That we exercise all the good work.
将来的奖赏当然也很大。
Certainly, we receive the great reward in heaven kingdom.
我们来唱诗。